Blog Talk Radio.
Mike?
Hey, Timothy.
How are you, man?
I'm doing great, thanks. And yourself?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm glad to have
Fantastic.
You on, man. I'm glad to have you on, man. So can I introduce yourself to my listeners, man? Can you let them know who you are, man? And
yeah, of course. My name is Michael Strickland. I'm an actor in Canada, in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And, yeah, that's kind of me.
Well, absolutely, man. Tell us a little bit about, man, who or what inspired you, man, to want to go do some acting.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. So, ironically, it all kind of started when I was a kid. I was involved in dance class, and I was the only guy in the class. And one of the things that the dance teacher got me to do was it was a bit of like a Russian tap ballet routine. And I actually had to do this little thing where I kind of like snuck in, and I was being all mischievous and whatnot, and then I was doing some weird dancing, and then it was making the audience laugh, and I remember walking away from that afterwards, and I was like, I want to do that forever. I want to just make people laugh and enjoy life and impact them in a certain way. So that's really what kind of drove everything forward. So
absolutely. So tell us about this new project that you're involved with the adoption scheme that's coming up on Lifetime. Tell us a little bit about the project and how you became a part of the project.
I'm super, super excited for this film. It's called The Hillsdale Adoption Scam with Keisha Knight Pulliam. And it's a film about Bethany and Terrence. And they've got this beautiful family, beautiful life. And then Terrence and Bethany are starting to talk about, you know, potentially adopting a baby. And then things just start unfolding in a certain way that makes you go, whoa. And to top it off, it's all based on a true story too, which is just crazy.
Totally. And how did you become a part of the cast, man? So with people like Keisha Knight, Pulliam, and how did you become a part of the cast?
Actually, so this film was holding auditions because it was actually filmed here in Manitoba. We actually had our local casting director kind of offer the opportunity to go down for the auditions for this. And I read up on parents, and I myself am a new dad. My kid, well, I guess new-ish. My kiddo is almost two now, so I saw a lot of similarities between myself and Terrence in this. And I went, you know what, this looks like a fantastic role to play. And I would love to take a crack at this. So I went in for the audition, or I actually self-taped it and I sent it in. And I got a call a few days later, and they're like, yeah, that was perfect. So it was a nice little tire pump moment for myself. And then I found out when I kind of got through the whole process and we got onto set, I got to meet Keisha and her husband, Brad, and kind of hit it off with them and, you know, become good friends with them. So it's just been an unbelievable process the whole time. And it was so much fun working with Keisha.
Wow. What was that like meeting her and her husband, Brad?
So I, ironically, when she first walked by, it was kind of just like the very professional, oh, hey, nice to meet you, I'm such and such. And then we, as stuff kind of went on throughout the film, ironically, the very first thing that Keisha and I immediately connected on was our mutual love for the movie Spaceballs from Mel Brooks. So as soon as we started talking about that and doing quotes, then it kind of like helped to break down the walls a lot more. And then of course, her husband, Brad, and I almost every single time in between shots, it was like connecting with him, saying hi, you know? So building that relationship with them on set and off set was really something that I feel like helped a lot with not only my performance, but also for the authenticity of the scenes. So it was great.
Absolutely, man. And what was it like being a part of this movie, man? And what was the whole process? What was it like playing your role, man? What was it, this whole thing like, and working with Keisha?
So the process itself was just it was intense, very very long days on set, but you know, I genuinely love working with all of the cast and the crew. We have a phenomenal crew here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and it's very much a family atmosphere when you step onto set. And even with the, you know, we filmed this in this massive, massive house. So it's almost like being on a maze the entire time you're on set. And so getting to actually work side by side with Keisha and then kind of being able to play off of each other. And, you know, she gave some great feedback throughout certain parts of the project. And yeah, we really just focused on being able to connect throughout the scenes. And I genuinely feel like it helped me to become an even better actor. So it's always nice when you get to work with people who are like true professionals that have been doing this for a very long time and that know how to approach this. Plus the fact that she's directed as well. So it was very easy for us to be able to work together.
Absolutely, man. Well, we're going to be watching the movie. Let my listeners know, man, what date and time that this is going to premiere, man, so that they can check it out. I'm definitely going to be checking it out, man.
For sure. Oh, so it's actually premiering next Saturday, March 18th at 8/7 Central on Lifetime.
Absolutely, man. And you're in Canada, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing, man. I'm going to be in Canada, I believe, the end of the month. I'll be in Canada. I believe the day of the premiere, I'll be in Canada because I'm doing a radio tour. So I'll definitely be in Canada, man. I can't wait to see, you know, the whole – I haven't been in Canada in so long, you know, since the pandemic. So now that we're doing the tour, I can't wait to visit Canada, man. And who knows, man, I may run into you, man. So –
Oh man, please! If you're ever in Winnipeg, give me a shout. I'd be happy to give you a tour. It's a beautiful place.
Definitely, man. I'll hold you to that, man. I appreciate you, man, for taking time out to come and talk with us, man. We appreciate you, man, and listen. You can come back on the show anytime, man. Don't let this be your last visit. You can come back by any time, man. I wish you the best with your acting career.
Thank
man.
You so much.
With everything, man. You want to give your social medias out so my listeners can find out more information about what you got coming up or what you're working on?
For sure, yeah. I mean, you can always search me up on IMDb. It's Michael Strickland. Or you can also check out my Instagram, which is Official Michael Strickland.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you so much
for having me on as well. It's been an absolute pleasure. I beyond appreciate you having me on your show.
I appreciate you too, Mike, man. And good luck, man. Have a good day, man. I appreciate you, man. You take care.
You too. Have a good one.
Shout out to Mike Strickland. Make sure you guys check him out in the new Lifetime movie, The Adoption, airing on March 18th on Life featuring Keisha Napoleon. I'm going to jump into a track, and I'll be right back. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in today. I appreciate you all so much. I'm so excited to be back on the air. We're getting ready to do a radio tour coming up with Ashley. We're actually on the tour now as we speak. So make sure you guys hit the timothyhostel@gmail.com for more information on the tour and how you can get tickets. But we're very excited about it, and I can't wait. Oh my goodness, we're out here, we're touring it up, and we're gonna definitely be here touching a lot of cities across the United States and in Canada. So definitely please be out there to support us. We need your support to make this tour a success. So we really appreciate you guys, and we ask that you come out Tickets are reasonable. I'm going to start by Chris on title Amazing, and I'll be right back. This is the Timothy Hodges Show airing on your iHeartRadio network. Be right back. Chris Brown has had an amazing. He's currently, I believe, on a tour, York, UK tour. So shout out to Chris Brown. I love Chris Brown, and he's truly a friend to the show. I want to first of all shout out to Michael Strickland. I was one of the cast, part of the cast of the new Lifetime movie, The Hillbilly Adoption Scam. It's a fantastic movie. Make sure you guys check it out March 18th on Lifetime. We're looking forward to having Keisha Napoleon on the side. I'm trying to reach out to have my team reach out to her team. We haven't gotten a reply yet, but let's just cross our fingers and hopefully she'll be probably really looking forward to having her here on the show. Nevertheless, I thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in today. I appreciate you so much. For more information on today's show, timothyhodgeshow@gmail.com for more information. That's timothyhodgeshow@gmail.com for more information about today's episode. Shout out to special thanks to Mike Strickland. I appreciate you. Love you. Stay up. Stay strong. Peace.